Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. What shall I give her on Mother's Day? With just a few days to the observation of this great holiday called Mother's Day, there are four groups of children right now. There is a group that has made every effort to get mom a special gift. The second group consists of adult kids who will hardly give mom a gift, but instead will say, "Mom, you know I love you. I'll make it up to you." Group three consists mainly of those kids whose mothers are not expecting anything and, sadly, will not get anything. The fourth group of kids includes those kids who cannot find any reason to give mom a gift on Mother's Day, and so they buy something arbitrary to give mom. But do we really have to give mom a gift, and who decides what that gift should be? Well, we have someone who gives some solid arguments about gifts for mothers. Let's check out some of his recommendations. Firstly, God feels strongly about mothers. God carefully selected these women who would carry babies for 9 months or so inside of them. And during the pregnancy, God is on the inside. God is in the womb of that mother, and he is not wasting one moment. He pays attention to details and treats every child in the womb as if this was the only child in the world. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the sea. Your eyes saw my unformed body." Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. Just think about God working from the moment of conception, knitting some days and making parts of the body, weaving blood vessels and connecting organs and getting the unborn child ready for the day of arrival. God partners with the mother to ensure that that child is truly, fearfully, and wonderfully made. And when the child is born, when that baby emerges from the secret place called a womb, God pronounces over that child that this baby is his reward to the parents. Psalm 127 and verse 3. Well, now that the baby is here, now that the reward has come, what next? God has one simple instruction. Start your children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Proverbs 22 and verse 6. From day one, God expects mom to report to duty, and dad also. Raising a child is a full-time job assigned to you by God, and he demands nothing but the best job in the world. God is happy when you give them toys and devices that you will not hurt them physically or mentally. God expects mom and dad to not spoil the child, but to devote themselves to build a home of love full of good instructions and provisions for life. This is not to be left up to chance, because there is purpose in this important assignment. God assures, no, God guarantees that if you do a good job that he approves of, if you raise your child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6 verse 4, you won't have to worry about their future. Some of them might abandon what you told them, but he says when they get older, they will return to embrace all that was taught to them. One of the main things God asks of moms and dads is to teach your kids daily. God wants your children to know about him and to know everything about him. Teach them to love God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Deuteronomy 6 verses 5 to 9. So God, what about the gifts for Mother's Day? God says to kids, honor your father and your mother, those two persons who did everything they could with the resources they had to raise you up to know God and to love God. Don't honor your mother only on Mother's Day. If you really must know, make every day a Mother's Day. Honor your mother at all times. Secondly, God knows that your mother and your father raised you up on godly values. God knows how there were days that your mother would sacrifice what she has and her feelings so that you may have a better life than she did while growing up. God requires of you not to turn your back on the principles and values that your parents have instilled in you. So it is not about one day in the year, but God says when you are old enough to go off to college or to get a job on the other side of the country where you grew up, or you choose to live at home as an adult child, all of that is on you. Rather, wherever you are, God wants to know that you embrace what mom taught you, and now that you're away from her, the Bible says, if she did a great job, honor your mother by living by the godly standards that she taught you. The third thing God would like for you to give your mom this time of the year is something that is priceless. It is worth more than diamonds and gold. It is the call to respect your parents. If you could hear God speaking, this is what you would hear him say. Show your mother the greatest respect. She deserves it. She deserves it. The son and daughter who shows honor to mom embraces all that mom has deposited in you and show her super respect. He says that not only will she appreciate what you do, but God will reward you with long life. Ephesians 6 verses 2 and 3. Let your mom know that you will shower her with love on this day. Make loving and honoring mom more than just a day, but every day for the rest of her life.